Good morning. My name is Paul Mohasby, and I'm a physics faculty at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside. Today, it's an honor for me to introduce a truly exceptional student to you, Chloe Calderon. I say that she's truly exceptional not just because she has a 4.0 GPA, but because she has an extremely unusual mind. She is natural in physics and mathematics, and she is only 19, and she has already published two research papers with me, one in classical mechanics and the other one in condensed matter physics on regelation of ice. And she's already working on two other research projects. One is in electrodynamics, basically to eliminate magnetic field in a moving coordinate system. And the second one is a computational research in which she's going to look at the frequency of ternary collision in non-ideal gases, which is really a physical chemistry project and the chemical reaction rate theory that she's going to look into. By the time she graduates at the end of this semester, again, she's going to be 19 years old with four publications in four completely different areas of theoretical physics. That is truly exceptional. And all I can say is that I'm proud of her. And she is a world-class physicist in the making, and I'm sure that we are all going to be proud of her in a few years when she gets her PhD and becomes a professor of physics. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chloe Calderon, and I am a senior here at UW-Parkside and also a physics major. Just a little bit about how I came to be in science is I was born to my father, who was a poor sailor, and my mom, who was a Vietnamese immigrant. And when my parents first met, my dad encouraged my mother to finish college. And it was my mom's dream to stay at home and to homeschool my siblings and I. And so my dad worked really hard to support my family in order that my mom could fulfill her dream. Being homeschooled, I learned an incredible work ethic and a love for learning. And it was by my strict and loving parents who pushed me to reach my potential that made it possible for me to start college at 15 years old. At 17, not 2 years later, I finished an associate's in biology, but I wasn't quite sure if this was the route that I wanted to go. The field of biology was very interesting to me, but I knew that it wasn't quite right for me, and so I searched around. I took a calculus-based physics course with Dr. Mohasby here at UW-Parkside, and I fell in love with the subject. So then I switched my major after lots of prayer, consideration, and advisement from my now advisor, Dr. Mohasby, and my current advisor, Dr. Sauer. Now that I've switched to physics, it seems like I should have always been here. I have a genetic predisposition from my mother to love math, and my father has always loved science and learning how the world works, and I suppose that's where I get my curiosity from. Here at Parkside, I've had incredible opportunities. To begin, I had a research project, my first research project, actually, with Dr. Sauer on electrochemistry. And in this research, the applications were in water purification and pharmaceutical manufacturing, and making these two processes more environmentally friendly. In other words, just finding another way to do something that we're already doing. Next, I did mathematics research with Dr. Abragamov on diffusers. I learned how differential equations can be applied to many physical phenomena that we see day by day. This past summer, I worked with Dr. Mohasby, my advisor, on two research projects. We completed both of them, one in classical mechanics on projectile motion, and the second on ice regelation. We published papers on both of these in the Journal of Applied Mathematics and Physics. Now we're working on two new research projects that I'm very excited about. Also here at Parkside, I've had the incredible opportunity to sit on a student panel for the GEMS conference, which stands for Girls Empowered by Math and Science. On this panel, I encouraged young girls to enter the STEM field. It was an incredible opportunity to interact with the next generation of female scientists. As I've gone through my school career, I've had some obstacles. Starting college at 15 is no easy feat. With my family and my friends and my God, I have overcome these obstacles. I was asked today to share some advice that I would have for a young person entering college or entering the scientific field. And my advice to them would be, go for it. Anything is possible. The only limitations you have are the ones that you set for yourself. And in my experience, I found that hard work trumps smarts. I have a dream for this world. It's a lofty dream, but it's one that I aspire to and that I hope to be an integral part of the realization of. It was described similarly in Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. And I quote, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I would like to take the liberty to extend this statement to include, I have a dream that people will be judged by the content of their character, merits, accomplishments, and diligence, and not on their gender, race, or ethnicity. Thank you for listening today. It's been an honor of mine to speak to you.